KD Country 94 weather.
Spring is here, which means it's time to march into Wholesale Liquor in Beloit's Last Friday First Drink event. This Friday, March 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. Enjoy food and drink samples and 10% off wines all day long. And make sure to sign up to win a new cooler. Hungry? Food available throughout the day, courtesy of Two Brothers and a Pig Barbecue. Wholesale Liquor's Last Friday First Drink event. This Friday, March 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. on Highway 24 in Beloit. A reminder, Wholesale Liquor will be closed on Easter Sunday, March 31st.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A winter weather advisory continues until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 36. Northerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. About an inch of snow today through tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 34.
I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. You depend on your vehicle every day to get you where you need to go. The best way to keep it ready and avoid breakdowns is through proper maintenance. Whether it's oil, fluids, filters, spark plugs, belts, hoses, or brakes, we can help. Give yourself the peace of mind of knowing your vehicle is ready to go. For fast, friendly vehicle maintenance, call Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. Find us just south of the courthouse or on the web at KieferBrothers.com.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A winter weather advisory in effect from 10 a.m. this morning until 7 a.m. tomorrow on Tuesday. Snow is expected for parts of our listening area. Total snow accumulation of up to 2 inches. Winds gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. Portions of north central Kansas, east central, and south central Nebraska affected. Once again, that's from 10 a.m. this morning till 7 a.m. tomorrow morning on Tuesday. Plan on slippery road conditions. The hazardous conditions could impact the Monday evening and Tuesday morning commutes. Slow down and use caution while driving. Latest road conditions for the state you are calling from can be obtained by calling 511. Republican lawmakers on Thursday brought a Medicaid expansion bill to a halt after one day of discussion. 900 testimonies in support of expansion and dozens of statewide rallies held by Kansans desperate for more health care coverage. The move will severely limit chances of the bill's survival during this year's legislative session. Representative Brenda Landwehr, a Wichita Republican, led opposition to the bill. The latest Medicaid expansion bill, encapsulated as House Bill 2556, Landwehr, chairwoman of a House committee that heard the bill Thursday, called for action Thursday following a Wednesday hearing on the bill. Landwehr was supported in her opposition to expansion by fellow Republican committee lawmakers. The five Democrats and 12 Republicans on the committee voted on party lines. But why would you expand a broken system, Landwehr said, justifying her vote. I don't understand that. Several committee Democrats said their colleagues deserved a chance to debate the legislation. If the bill is so unpopular, give this a chance to have that vote on the House floor so that not just 17 of us will be there to decide this huge of an issue, Representative Christina Haswood, a Lawrence Democrat, said. Governor Laura Kelly, who has spent months rallying across the state for expansion, called the move disappointing. It is clear that Kansans resoundingly support expanding Medicaid and have growing concerns over legislative inaction. I urge Kansans to continue making their voices heard so we can get this bill to both the House and Senate floors for a debate and vote. Medicaid expansion could be reassigned to another committee, inserted into another bill, or forced to the House floor if enough lawmakers throw their support behind the expansion. But that would be unlikely, as top Republicans in the House and Senate remain firmly against expansion despite widespread bipartisan support. Senate President Ty Masterson and House Speaker Dan Hawkins have characterized it as a way to expand the welfare state. Though most of the estimated 150,000 Kansans who would benefit from expansion are low-income workers or Kansans suffering from chronic illness. Medicaid expansion would expand state health insurance coverage for lower-income families. Under the Affordable Care Act, the federal government covers 90% of the extra cost of Medicaid services in exchange for expanding eligibility to those at 138% of the federal poverty rate and below. Medicaid expansion would also unlock $700 million in annual federal funding and could save 59 rural hospitals on the brink of closing. Wednesday was the first time in 4 years legislative leaders allowed hearings on expanding state health care coverage. Support comes from many sectors across the state, including disability rights advocates, health care workers, Kansans without insurance, and even the state sheriffs, because Medicaid expansion would cover medical costs for people incarcerated in county jails under the bill. For the full story, go to our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 6th and Independence and Beloit in their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Mitchell County Conservation District is hosting their monthly farmer-to-farmer chat on Thursday, March 28th, 10 a.m. at the Glen Elder Community Room. Please join them for cinnamon rolls and coffee as they discuss soil health and soil testing. Tipton Knights of Columbus is having a fish fry this Friday, March 29th from 5:30 to 7:30. Adults $15, kids 12 and under $5. Meal includes fried fish, baked beans, coleslaw, French bread, and dessert. Formoso Volunteer Fire Department, annual pancake and sausage feed this Saturday, March 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Formoso Fire Hall. Free will donation. Portis Grace Brethren Church will be having a Good Friday service at 7:30. Their Easter Sunday includes a breakfast at 9:15, followed by a special worship service at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. Portis Grace Brethren is on Highway 281 north of the City Park. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And then not a lot of depth to begin with after a preseason defection of one of your recruits. Second free throw misses. Rebound Gonzaga. Game Gonzaga. The Bulldogs march on to the Sweet 16 in dominating fashion against a winded Kansas team that just ran out of gas over the final 20 minutes.
Kansas falling 89-68 to Gonzaga on Saturday, seeing their season come to a close. We'll have more on that and the rest of the NCAA tournament coming up in this sportscast. We look at local sports, some postponements for today's action in the area. All-state basketball teams are starting to be named. Also, we have NCAA women's tournament action, and a Chiefs player has been traded. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 through the lake. Some postponements for today in spring sports before the season can even get started. It was supposed to start today for the Beloit baseball and track and field teams. Beloit baseball against Concordia has been postponed to April 12th, and Beloit track and field at the Clay Center meet has been postponed to April 2nd due to the inclement weather possible today. You can find all the schedules for local sports in the spring at ncksports.com. The All-State All-Class basketball teams are starting to be released. Bryce Beisner of Beloit has been named the Sports in Kansas 3A Boys Player of the Year. He's also on the All-State Top 15 Boys from Acacia Covered in all classes. Acacia Covered 3A Boys first team selection for Bryce Beisner as well. For Beloit, also from Beloit, Quinn Eiler, Noah Gerstner, and Eli Johnson are all honorable mention selections. On the girls' side, Addison Budke, Peyton Remus, and Cassandra Thompson are all honorable mention. On a Division I Boys first team from the area, Johnny Hamill of Osborne, honorable mention Dalton Garman and Nathan Goheen from the Bulldogs, Jace Cunningham and Reese Remus of Lakeside, Cooper McDill of Rock Hills, and Lane Homewood from Sylvan Lucas. On a Division I Girls, Gracie Reiner of Osborne, a first team pick, Grace William from Osborne, Bethany Similink of Rock Hills, and Maggie Labertu of Sylvan Lucas were all honorable mention picks. 1A Division II boys, Edward Renick of St. John's Tipton, Andy Cooper of Pike Valley, Kai Chase of Southern Cloud on the honorable mention team. 1A Division II girls, Carly Brummer of St. John's Tipton, a first team selection, Jenna Gingler from St. John's Tipton, Cameron Ritzke of Thunder Ridge, Brianna Reeves of Pike Valley were all honorable mention picks. And then on the 2A boys side of things, Tegan McKenzie of Smith Center and Cooper Rathman of Lincoln were honorable mention selections. Dakota Kattenberg of Smith Center, a third team 2A girls pick by Acacia Covered, and from Smith Center, Cameron Hutchinson and Gracie Kirkhoff were honorable mention selections. If you missed any of that or want the full teams that are picked by Acacia Covered, you can visit ncksports.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the tournament run for the KU men's basketball team short-lived with an 89-68 loss to Gonzaga on Saturday afternoon in the second round. The four-seeded Jayhawks actually held a 44-43 lead at halftime, but Gonzaga went on a 15-0 run early in the second half to take a 63-49 lead. KU would get the lead back within 12, but another 14-0 run by the Zags put the game away for good. Aiden Watson led five players in double figures with 21 for the Zags as they shot 60% from the floor, 53% from three as a team. KU was just under 39 9% from the floor. Hunter Dickinson led the way with 15 points. KU coach Bill Self on the loss to end the season.
Disappointing today that there was absolutely no sign of being able to slow them down. They were great. Whenever we made mistakes, which we made many, they made us pay. And then when we didn't make mistakes, they found a way to still grab an offensive rebound or whatever and score a putback or whatever it was. But, you know, Mark's team is so good offensively. We didn't do a good job of taking away strengths, but still yet at halftime, I thought that we were in decent shape, except for my guys were gassed. And I was just hoping we had enough energy to get to the finish line. And, you know, I'm not going to blame it on energy, but I think we played very fatigued the second half.
Can you finish at 23-11 while Gonzaga, the 5 seed, moves to 27-7 and on to the Midwest Region semis against number 1 seed Purdue, who crushed number 8 seed Utah State 106-67. Also headed to the Sweet 16 in the Midwest, number 2 seed Tennessee beating Texas 62-58 on Saturday night. Number 3 Creighton needed double overtime but won 86-73 over Oregon. All 4 number 1 seeds are still alive in the South. Number 1 Houston won 100-95 in overtime over Texas A&M Sunday night. They'll play 4 seed at Duke, which dominated James Madison 93-55. 2 seed Marquette won 82-77 over Colorado, and 11 seeded NC State is onto the Sweet 16, a 79-73 overtime win over 14 seeded Oakland Saturday night. In the West, top seeded North Carolina was the first team to move on to the Sweet 16 with an 85-69 win over Michigan State Saturday. They'll beat number 4 Alabama, which beat Grand Canyon 72-61. Also in the West, number 2 Arizona winning 78-68 over Dayton. And from the Big 12, third seed Baylor was knocked out, a 72-64 loss to number 6 Clemson. In the East, top seeded UConn rolling to a 75-58 win over Northwestern. They'll move on to face number 5 San Diego State. In a rematch of last year's national championship, the Aztecs beat Yale 85-57. Number 2 Iowa State onto the Sweet 16 in the East, a 67-56 win over Washington State. And they'll play third-seeded Illinois, who blew past Duquesne 89-63. A full look at dates and times for Sweet 16 matchups can be found at NCAA.com. And the women's NCAA tournament, a solid season for the K-State women, came to an end in front of a sold-out crowd in Manhattan on Sunday afternoon. The four-seeded Wildcats fell to number 5 Colorado 63-50. K-State held a 35-33 lead at halftime, but was held to just 15 points for the entire second half, getting outscored 19-7 in the third quarter. Gabby Gregory led K-State with 12 points in her final game. Serena Sundell added 11. Ayoka Lee had 10 and 11 rebounds. K-State coach Jeff Mitty on a tough inning to a great year.
I thought our defense was good enough to win this game. We held them to 35% shooting, but ultimately turnovers were a big problem for us. We did not get to the free throw line enough to balance that out where we get some points there, and we weren't shooting the ball well enough. It was really hard for us to put together consistent possessions, and ultimately that's what it ends up getting us. Credit goes to Colorado. They did a lot of things really, I think, solid. I thought they gave us problems all day long. They were active on our guards, and they were active on Yoki in there. So credit goes to them, and it's been a heck of a year. So, but when you end it this way, this one's going to sting for a while.
K-State finished the season 26-8. The KU women still alive after coming back for an 81-72 overtime win over Michigan on Saturday in the first round. Zakiyah Franklin hit some big shots late and led KU with 22 in the win. They're 20-12 and will take on top seed USC in the second round of Regional 3 Portland tonight. Trojans enter at 27-5. Tip off for KU and USC at 9 o'clock on ESPN. The full women's tournament bracket also at NCAA.com. Finally, in sports, the questions surrounding the franchise tag of Chiefs cornerback Lajarius Sneed were answered this weekend. Chiefs are set to send Sneed to the Titans for a 2025 third-round pick and seventh-round pick swaps in this year's draft. Sneed is said to have signed a 4-year, $76 million contract with $55 million guaranteed as part of the trade. You can see more at NFL.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and 96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.